Good afternoon. This is a meeting of the License Commission. It's Monday, September 10th, 2018. It's 1:06 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. Before you are the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moratti-Ferrer, Randall Bard, and Gerard Mahoney. Can you just swear everybody at the same time?
Okay.
First matter violation, RNS Landscape Incorporated, holder of leaf blower permit number 10702 for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Code 8.16.0812A, operating during a prohibited period on July 30th, 2018 at 11:10 a.m. at 102 Putnam Avenue.
So they filed a waiver of hearing admitting to the violation. As alleged, I would vote for, obviously, a violation. I would issue a $300 fine and note for the record that in 2017, they had two of the same types of violation, and in 2016, two similar violations.
Concur.
Okay.
The violation, $300.
Garrick Santo Landscape Company, holder of leaf blower permit number 10681 for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Code 8.16.0812A, operated during a prohibited period, and 8.16.0812F, more than one employee utilizing a leaf blower within a 10,000 square foot area on August 25th, 2018 at 1 p.m. at 222 3rd Street.
Garrick Santo Landscape, please come up. Could please stand up as well.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Yes, Stephen Santo. S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Last name Santo. S-A-N-T-O.
Thank you.
Tyler Bubenik. T-Y-L-E-R. B-U-B-E-N-I-K.
Thank you.
Andrea Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R, Cambridge License Commission Investigator.
Thank you. Go ahead. I'm not sure if you're presenting this one.
This violation is Tyler's Inspection Form 709, so he'll be presenting.
On the afternoon of August 25th, 2018, at approximately 1 p.m., I witnessed employees of Garrick Santo Landscape Company operating two leaf blowers within 10,000 feet of each other at 222 3rd Street.
Thank you. Mr. Santo?
Yeah, I'm not disputing that. We take responsibility for what happened.
Okay. And you have since obtained a permit?
Yes, we do have a permit for that location.
Okay. I would issue a violation, and I would issue a $300 fine for each violation, for a total $600 fine.
Okay.
We'll receive a statement of reasons. Thank you.
Leslie University, holder of leaf blower permit number 10676 for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.0812A, operating during a prohibited period on July 13th, 2018 at 12:53 p.m. at 34 Wendell Street.
Leslie University? Yeah, please come on up. Sorry, if your case gets called up, please feel free to come up as Ms. Lentz is reading the matter.
And if you could stand and raise your right hand, please. Swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your name for the record?
My name is Andy Faulkner.
Is it F-A-U?
F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R.
Thank you.
This complaint was via email through Ed Abrams. It's alleged leaf blower usage during a prohibited time, 34 Wendell Street on July 13th at 12:53 p.m. I'm not sure if Mr. Abrams is here.
Ed Abrams?
Nope.
Previous violations of Leslie University. The hearing was held in January 2017, and the board found that there was not enough evidence regarding the leaf blowers being rated above the manufacturer rating of 65 decibels. There was also a violation On November 21st, Board License Commission did find a violation for December 2nd using two leaf blowers in tandem and imposed a $300 fine, but suspended the fine for 6 months as long as there was no other further violations found.
Mr. Faulkner?
I'm sorry, repeat the last occurrence you said.
Yes, okay. So the December 2nd, 2016, the board imposed a $300 fine but suspended the fine for 6 months as long as there were no further violations found.
December 2016?
Yes.
Thank you.
So it wasn't one of Lesley University's employees that actually was using the leaf blower. It was a contractor who had come in to do some minor repairs on 34 Wendell, and he was using a plug-in electric blower to gather up the sawdust that it had collected, so he was able to pick it up. So it wasn't a Lesley University employee. Unfortunately, I didn't notify that contractor because I didn't think that contractor, as a painting contractor or a carpenter, would be using a blower. I have both people here today to testify that he actually did use that blower, but had no knowledge of the leaf blower.
What's the name of the contract? I'm sorry, you said they're here. Do you want to come up? If you could please raise your right hand.
Swear the testimony you're about to give to you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry, your name, please?
Marco Souza.
S-O-U-S-A. Thank you. And Mr. Souza, what's the name of your company?
M.S. Painting, Inc.
Elm what?
M.S. Painting, Inc.
Thank you. And you don't have more than two employees that you pay to blow leaf blowers, correct? And you're not a Lesley University employee, you were a contractor that day? And I assume that you don't contradict what Mr. Faulkner just said, that you use the leaf blower for? Okay. Based on this, I would find no violation for Lesley University. I would issue a letter of warning to the painting company just for future reference in the city of Cambridge and to forward them the information on use of leaf blowers.
Concur with that.
I concur also.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
S&R Landscape Incorporated, holder of leaf blower permit 10699 for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.0812A, operating during a prohibited period on July 14, 2018, 10:20 a.m. at 46 Fairweather Street.
They also filed a waiver of hearing admitting to the violation. They were using the leaf blower, this was one observed by our investigator, Mr. Bubinick. They had the same type of violation in 2016. I would vote for a violation and issue a $300 fine.
Concur.
J.M. Horticulture, holder of leaf blower permit number 10669. For alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.0812A, operating during prohibited period on July 28, 2018 at 8:45 a.m. between Linnean and Madison Avenue, and on August 27th at 10:20 a.m. at 54 Highland Street.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please stand up for a moment and raise your right hand?
Swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Joseph Miner, M-I-N-E-R.
Thank you, Mr. Miner.
There were two complaints. For one was the inspection by Tyler Bubnick, and that's form number 727. And there was a complaint in Virginia Coleman via email. She was stating that there had been usage during a period of time at Linnean Street and Madison Avenue on July 28th at 8:45 a.m.
On August 27th, 2018, at approximately 10:20 a.m., I observed employees of Joseph Miner Horticulture operating a leaf blower at 54 Highland Street.
Thank you. Mr. Miner?
Yes, I'll respond to each one. I just found out about the first one when I got this note in the email.
The July 28th?
July 28th. So I did an investigation. I asked my guys, why were they using a blower? They said the client had asked them to. It was a cleanup between stones and things. I also asked the client, if you read this, it upset me a little bit because it seemed to be a little bit tinged with discrimination. And so I asked my client last week, did you ask them to do that? They said yes. And I said this, so my guys didn't say anything to me about the interaction, but they were disturbed inside the house by this woman screaming at them, at these guys. And they're very polite Asians. They all have college degrees. She's intimating they're not educated.
I'm sorry, which woman? Is he referring to Ms. Coleman?
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Sure. Ms. Coleman's here. She was...
Ms. Coleman?
No?
Okay.
She had to... She emailed and said she may have to take care of her
grandson. I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull up the email so that I know what you're referencing.
Right. But it was more... This didn't upset me as much as the client saying that she saw her screaming at these guys, who were very polite and very mild-mannered and would never... I think that they, and so they told me they didn't think there was a problem because the client told them, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. So just, well, I'm just saying it doesn't have anything to do with the technicality of the violation. It was a handheld, battery-operated, low-powered blower that they were using, which I don't consider a leaf blower, but that's what. The second offense was at Yo-Yo Ma's house, which is 54 Highland. He was returning the next day from his summer out in Tanglewood with the symphony orchestra. And he has a very small driveway, and they said they just wanted to do a good job for him. And so that's basically my story.
Did you?
And that was also a battery operated. Blower.
Yeah, the fact that they're battery operated is neither here nor there in terms of the ordinance.
Yes.
You know, the battery operated are included in the ordinance, mm-hmm. and you know.
Although they're less than a trimmer, weed whacker, or lawnmower.
That's an issue for the city council. Mm-hmm. But you know, did you talk to your employees? I get that they want to do a good job, and they probably want
to satisfy the client. Yeah, they want to satisfy the client, basically.
I'm sorry, did you say the second time that it was a weed whacker and not a leaf blower?
No, I was just making the point that weed whackers and lawnmowers, which we use as a... Like, this leaf blower is used for maybe 5 minutes. So, Tyler, I don't know how you happened to be there at the exact time.
So, I was on patrol, meaning I circle around certain areas where there's a high volume of complaints.
Right, because the people across the way, there are people using Red Max blowers down in the corner of Appleton. And
on this day, I didn't witness that. If I had, I assure you, I'd issue them a violation as well.
Right. Yeah, it's just a coincidence, that 10 minutes. But
with that said, although I don't disagree with you in terms of the manner in which the email is written, I do find a violation for both incidents, and I would issue a $300 fine for each. I do note that in 2016 we also issued a fine for a similar violation. That would be my vote.
Cool. I would be more comfortable with a warning for the first one and then a violation for the second one, although only because of the timing. Like, he couldn't act on the first one because he didn't know about it until he got warned, and that warned both of them. Yeah, I think a violation in both cases, but a warning for the first, just for the record.
Did your employees know that you train your employees that they can't use leaf blowers on certain dates?
Oh, yeah, they absolutely know.
Yes, so.
I get it. So, I mean, the 2-1 stands. I'm just, you know, for the record, stating my...
Are you switching your vote?
Yeah, I concur with the commissioner.
So it's 2-1, a warning for the 28th, and 3-0 on the 27th, a warning and a $300 fine. You'll receive a statement of reason. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Landscape Collaborative of New England Incorporated, holder of leaf blower permit 10704 for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.0812A, operating during a prohibited period on August 16, 2018 at 8:39 a.m. and 2:14 p.m. at 74 Park Street.
Landscape Collaborative. Okay, second call.
Massachusetts Institute of Technology, holder of leaf blower permit 10689 for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.0812A, operating during a prohibited period on July 30th, 2018 at the Sloan Building located at 50 Memorial Drive.
First name Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N. Last name Magnus, M-A-G-N-U-S-O-N.
You read it, sir.
Mr. Magnuson, could you stand up for a moment?
Sure.
If you could raise your right hands, please. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And your name, sir, please?
Michael Seaberg. S-E-A-B-E-R-G.
S-E-A?
B-E-R-G.
Thank you.
This is a complaint via Vice Mayor Jan Devereaux that alleged leaf blower usage took place during prohibited time at the Sloan Building, 50 Memorial Drive, on July 30th. There are no previous hearings or violations pertaining to MIT.
Ms. Devereaux?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I can't dispute the fact I wasn't there, and I'm sure if it was reported, you'll see. So I have no dispute that it happened.
Did you speak to the employees that service the area at
yes.
all? And what did they say?
They had no knowledge of it.
Did the vice mayor forward witness it, or she forwarded a complaint from?
She witnessed it.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm confused. Are you accepting that the leaf blowers were used, or are you saying that your employee said that the leaf blowers were not used?
I asked him if he had used a leaf blower on that day. He said he couldn't remember.
Okay. Mr. Seaberg, do you have anything to add?
Other than that, we apologize that it happened. And it's our first offense, and we accept responsibility for it. We have since educated our employees again on the policy, so we don't expect it to happen in the future.
Okay. I'm sorry, you said?
Additional warning.
Sorry.
Okay. Violation warning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Conniff Landscaping, holder of leaf blower permit number 10728 for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.0812A, operating during a prohibited period on August 6, 2018 at 12 p.m. at 120 to 24 Ringe Avenue.
So this one, they also filed a waiver of hearing accepting the violation as observed. I would issue a violation with a $300 fine.
Okay.
Nicolazzo and Sons, holder of leaf blower permit number 10685 for alleged violation of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.0812A, operating during a prohibited period on August 15, 2018 at 9:40 a.m. at Highland Avenue and Spark Street.
So they also filed a waiver of hearing. They have a significant history. They have two violations for the same type of thing that we issued at our last hearing, one violation in 2016 for the same issue, and one violation for the same thing in 2014. I would when I originally saw this and saw the history, I was going to propose, aside from the violation for this incident and a $300 fine, a suspension of the permit. I do note that the August, that this incident sort of happened around the same time as the other two that we found recently, so I don't know that they were aware of this one. Mr. Bubinick, do you know if they were aware of this one for the last hearing that we had on their violations?
I'm not aware.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know.
I just, violation with a fine. With a, maybe bring them in for a hearing.
When I heard of the long history, obviously I remember the other one. I initially thought that suspension would be in order too, but I would give all inferences to them if in fact it was some crossover and they weren't aware of the one when the others happened.
Yeah, that was August 15th. It was the same day of the hearing.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, they didn't get our decision on that until September 5th.
Violation and fine.
Okay. So I would do violation, $300 fine. I would say that if any other violations are reported or observed, that they are not allowed to file a waiver and rather bring them in for a hearing at that point.
Okay.
Hassey Landscaping for alleged violations of failure to comply with cease and desist order of June 28, 2018 and Cambridge Municipal Code 8.160811B, 8.160812C, and 8.160812A, operating without a permit and operating during a prohibited period on August 10th at approximately 2 p.m. and August 24th at approximately 4 p.m. at 19 Appleton Street.
Hassey or Hasey? Second call.
Bay State Lawn and Landscape for alleged violations of failing to comply with cease and desist order and Cambridge Municipal Code 8.160811B, 8.160812C, and 8.160812A, operating without a permit and operating during a prohibited period on August 13th. At approximately 10:52 at 19 Craigie Circle.
Bay State Lawn?
They would have asked for a continuance to the October hearing.
Okay. So I would continue to October. I will say, Ms. Boyer, the question here on the cease and desist, I don't think that there is one.
I concur, there is no cease and desist.
Okay, so I would say that we dismiss that violation now and only hear the allegations for the August 13th.
And additionally, they are in the process of applying. It's still pending approval for their permit.
Thank you.
Carney Horticulture for alleged violations of Cambridge Municipal Code 8.160811B and 8.160812C, 8.160812A, operating without a permit and operating during a prohibited period on August 6, 2018 at approximately 8:50 a.m. at 18 Ash Street.
Bruce Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give
to
be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you, Mr. Carney.
On August 6, 2018, at approximately 8:50 a.m., I witnessed Mr. Carney operating a leaf blower at 18 Ash Street.
Okay. Mr. Carney?
You got me. I would just like to say one thing. It's 18 Ash Street, and opposite the house on either side is 153 Mount Auburn, which comes around the corner on Ash Street, and 9 Ash Street, which is just kitty corner again, are both able to use a blower. They're Harvard properties. and they come there at least once a week to do both houses. So I know that the neighbor is, you know, I understand that she has a problem with the blower. And, you know, I try to be, use it with discretion, but that's not always me. I mean, I was caught, I sweep a lot, but on other occasions, you know, there's a blower being used very close nearby.
Well, I can tell you that they are not allowed to use it during the same periods that you would not be allowed to use it.
It's funny because they load everything on a mower and push it down the street with the blower, the weed whacker, and the lawnmower, just like a lot of other guys, too.
So if you know the usual day that they're there, you can tell Mr. Bubinick, and I'm sure that
we would send them. I would never do that. But I'm just saying that other things do happen. I'm sorry, I was under the impression that they had permission.
No. I mean, they might be permitted, and if they're permitted, they can use the blower, but only during the seasons that the ordinance allows you to use them.
I see.
Here in particular, because this was August 6th, there's a period in the mid-year where you can't use the blowers, and August 6th falls into it.
I'm very confused about that period. It's the period that nobody's really in Cambridge. Or the people who complain about it aren't there. They usually go elsewhere. You know? This is the first time here, and I understand you guys have a job to do. But I do, too. And, you know, when this first came out, I asked for a dispensation because I work by myself. And I have some properties that are well over 10,000 square feet. And they said, no. So, you know, I mean, you got to give and take with some people. But, you know, I'm guilty. I understand that. And, you know, I promise not to do it again. We only have 5 days to go, and I'll be doing everything I can to keep my properties clean without... blower.
And you're the only person that
was... It's just me.
Okay, so you do not need a permit from us.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did originally, way back, but I was under the impression that one was good for extended period. It's a little more.
No, you only need a permit. I mean, you only need a permit if you have two or more employees to which you pay to use leaf blowers on your behalf. Since it's just you, great, you don't need a permit. However, all the other provisions of the ordinance applies.
Of course.
Because the ordinance applies regardless of whether you are a commercial leaf blower operator or an individual user.
I see.
Which is why sometimes residents say, oh, but I'm the resident. And it's, you know, per the ordinance, that doesn't matter.
I see.
With that said, I would anyways just review the ordinance to make sure that you are operating within the periods and the dates and the hours that you're allowed to use them.
I'm aware now. Okay. Trust me.
Okay. Thank you. So I would say no violation for the operating without a permit. And then I would say... a violation, and there is no history. And in fact, I think...
Have you been summoned before this board before?
We had only noticed, unlike others, we hadn't sent him a letter informing of the ordinance. We had informed the property owners.
Yes.
Had they told you?
Yes, they said, tell us how it goes today, sure.
No, did they tell you that you couldn't use a leaf blower?
They did now, yes. I don't think they were under that impression either.
Okay.
You know, for a letter of warning.
So I would say violation, I would do a $300 fine, but I would suspend it I would hold it until the end of the year, and provided that there are no other violations against Mr. Carney, I would suspend it at the end of the year.
Okay. All right. Well, good news is I'm probably going to retire at the end of this year, so you'll probably never see me again. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
E.C. Hathaway and Associates for alleged violations of Cambridge Municipal Code 8.160811C, 8.160812C, and 8.160812A, operating without a permit and operating during a prohibited period on August 1st, 2018 at approximately 10:50 a.m. at the corner of Brattle and Channing Streets.
E.C. Hathaway, second call.
John's Landscaping Service Incorporated for alleged violations of Cambridge Municipal Code.
Before you keep reading, is he showing up, Ms. Boyer? I know he had emailed with you earlier.
I sent an email telling him that he should come today or ask for continuance. I had not heard back from him before the hearing whether or not he wanted one or not, but I did tell him that he was given ample time with the amended notice of hearing.
But he had said that he couldn't make today?
And that not that so many words, but it's written in the folder, the last email that he sent, just to have.
Sorry. So he sent an email today at 11:16 where he says he can't attend today. He also wants the violation to be dismissed. That's his email. That's Andrea's response. I would say we continue it to the October hearing. And if he wants to attend, he can come. Otherwise, he can. I mean, his request is mostly to dismiss a violation. I would deny that request, and I would just grant a continuance to October. That's what I would do.
Get the whole thing up a little confused about addresses. What's that he's referring to?
The original
address is in question? Or the
The address where the violation took place. He was originally, the notice originally said, I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
It was said 152 Vassal Lane.
Mm-hmm.
When we looked at the assessor's map, we realized that there's actually a home in front and one in back, mm-hmm. and it's 152, 154. So we sent an amended notice of hearing after Tyler confirmed that it was actually 154 Vassal mm-hmm. Lane. At first, Mr. John's Landscaping had stated that he did not do work at 152. Further investigation showed there was 154.
So request to dismiss the violation denied and move this to October.
Second call on Landscape Collaborative.
The one thing I did receive for this is that an email they sent stating that they would submit the waiver, but just have not. So I can recheck with them or.
Hold on. Second call being at 1:40. They didn't request a continuance. They said that they were actually going to file a waiver. Is that what you just said, Ms.
Via Boyer? Email, correct.
With that said, second call being at 1:40 and no request, I would proceed with this, and I would find a violation for the use of leaf blowers at 839 and at 214 at 74 Spark Street. Although I would note that it wasn't at 74 Spark Street, it was at BBNN, which is what they said in their email.
So they have one to hear for or two?
They have one, but they used it a couple of times that day, at 839 and then at 214. You know, he sent an email on August 29th saying, we're sorry for the misunderstanding. We thought the rule was the same as in Brookline. We understand that we made a mistake and weren't being disrespectful of the ordinance. So I would note that in that they received same violations in 2017, a couple of those. So I would issue a violation with a $300 fine. Mm.
For each or just for the whole
time? I would just do a violation $300 fine for that day. And I'm assuming that if it was at 8:39, then at 2:14, they're probably there the whole day and they're just...
No.
But I would do, I mean, I don't know, for you...
Parking car. One for the day.
Yeah.
One fine.
Violation $300 fine. At BBNN, not 74 Spark.
Hassy Landscaping, second call.
And I would refuse myself on Hassy.
Second call being at 1:43 p.m. Mr. Bubanik, was this one observed by you?
Yes, both instances were. They both took place at 19 Appleton Street. One was on August 10th, the other was on August 24th. They were at 2 and 4 p.m. respectively.
I want to say that in 2017, they were sent a letter on August 15th of 2017 and on April 20th of 2017, letting them know that they needed to use, that they needed a permit, that they couldn't use leaf blowers during certain periods, and they were given the ordinance and everything. And then there's a letter, a follow-up letter on August 21st, just confirming that someone from their office had called to say that they don't use leaf blowers. And that they were at a location that they don't service. But noticing that these two were observed by Mr. Bubanik, and where did you get the information for the landscaping company?
Some was given to me, some I took off the side of their truck.
Okay. But on both instances, you spoke with the person?
Yes, I spoke with someone both times.
And they were both employees of
yes.
the company?
And the 10th and the 24th were in violation of a cease and desist that was in effect?
I'm not sure if a cease and desist had been sent out with Hassy.
Well, they had been sent two in 2017, but they called the office and said, we don't service the addresses that you're telling us about, and also we don't use leaf blowers. So that follow-up letter on the 21st was basically saying that we have confirmed that we received your information and removed the complaint against your company.
But here it does say that it was a cease and desist on June 28th of 2018. Is that what we're saying?
No, it says failed to comply with a cease and desist order in 2017. So it's the 2017 cease and desist orders. Are we looking at the
this
same one?
Hassy?
Yeah.
It says 2018.
Oh, the agenda's wrong, sorry.
Okay.
The hearing notice says 2017.
Okay. No problem.
I would find a violation for both instances observed by Mr. Bubanik, and I would actually issue a $300 fine for each of the violations observed by him, so for not being permitted and for the prohibited period for the 10th and the 24th. In terms of the failure to comply with the cease and desist order, I would take no action in that one. I want to give the benefit of the doubt to the company. I mean, maybe situations changed between 2017 and 2018.
I'm impressed with that as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Okay, so after this, no action. And then violation on E. page.
Second call, E.C. Hathaway.
Second call being at 1:46 p.m. No show. E.C. Hathaway has a significant history with us of, one, violating the ordinance, and two, of not showing up for these hearings. The fines that we have issued against them are currently on affirmative recovery actions at the law department. Mr. Bubinick, I think you observed this one as well?
I did, yes. On the morning of August 1st, 2018, at approximately 10:50 a.m., a witness and employee of E.C. Hathaway operating a leaf blower in the proximity of Brattle and Channing.
Okay, and did you speak to the employee?
I did.
And he confirmed that he was an E.C. Hathaway employee?
Yes, and there was a truck right there parked outside, so I got the information off that as well.
Okay. And did the employee say anything?
He wanted me to give him a break. He was upset when I didn't. That was about the end of our interaction.
Okay. With that said, I would find a violation for the observation. I would issue a $300 fine for each violation, aka the prohibited period and not being permitted, for a total $600 fine.
Concur. I concur. Do you believe that suspension should be in order to?
They don't have a permit. They've never gotten permitted with us, so we've issued them fines. They haven't paid them.
They've been issued a cease and desist?
Yeah.
And they just ignore it?
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I'm not quite sure where in the stages of the affirmative recovery case, but the fines that have been overdue, and they have never even appealed them, are up at the law department, and they're filing an affirmative recovery case.